protect the children.
It's all for you!
We have such sights to show you.
Do a lot of shit talking during your section.
James needs some support on his side of how good this movie is. He's not going to get me.
This movie was a shit show. Let's go ahead and get started. Are we ready?
I guess.
Please, God, an hour later, Anthony.
Yeah.
Late night recording.
Trust me, as mad as you, I am so...
Anthony is hot.
It's a late night ritual. Call it a midnight mass.
Hell yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Should just stay at home. Should just
Sheriff
stay
is
home.
On with that midnight ass.
Oh my God.
Wow, all right.
Who are you? What have you done to Webster? Because I like you.
This is me drinking coffee at 8 o'clock at night.
Oh man. Yeah, we are not going to sleep tonight.
We'll see. I don't know. Depends on how late we were up because I got shit to do tomorrow. Anyway, let's go ahead and get started, shall we?
Yes.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Horrible People's Podcast. I am your host, Alex Webster. With me, as always, is Anthony Fuentes, the workaholic.
Fuck everything.
And Phil Acevedo.
Hey, the non-work alcoholic.
Yeah, that's what she said.
The work alcoholic.
So you should have been the workaholic and be like, the alcoholic.
The alcoholic.
And, of course, our guest host for the month for our final episode for Trash Month, James Brizuela.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello.
Pump the jam. I was giving the Monstars theme coming
in. I know. We were doing John Cena. You're doing Monstars.
I said, don't read ahead.
Oh, fuck.
This is nothing. Getting me nervous. There you go.
Thank you. So, James wrote this episode and asked us not to read ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So, we were going into this. As blind as a shark in a
tornado?
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and dive right in. James, feel free
right
to.
Nice. Actually, since I wrote this, Phil, do the honors, please.
Ooh. Oh my gosh. Yes, absolutely. Sharknado.
Yeah, Sharknado.
Synopsis says.
Wow. I'm going to get evicted.
When a freak hurricane swamps Los Angeles, nature's deadliest killer rules seas, land, and air as thousands of sharks terrorize the waterlogged populace.
Good fucking God.
Yeah.
Waterlogged.
Waterlogged populace.
I don't know if you've ever experienced a flood, but I wouldn't exactly call that waterlogged.
Yeah.
No, I would call that a fucking flood.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Also,
thanks, IMDb.
Also, the idea of just a hurricane ever being able to hit California amuses me greatly.
You know, I yet again am pissed at IMDb for failing at giving a good synopsis because they could have literally just wrote, a tornado made out of sharks terrorizes fucking Los Angeles. That's it.
Oh, wait. Keep going.
Oh, God. All right. Let's keep going then. Written by Thunder Levin.
Yes, sir.
His first name is Thunder.
His first name is Thunder.
That's hilarious. Okay. And written by Anthony C. Ferrante.
Directed by... But that's cool.
Did I say written? Oh, my bad.
You can read.
I'm reading on my phone this time. I left my damn laptop at home. And stars, Tara Reid, Cassie Serbo, Jason.
It's Jason. Okay, quick side note.
It's got two A's on Jason.
There is two A's on Jason. Quick side note. I saw his name in the credits as this movie started, and I had to pause and look it up because I thought they made a typo in the fucking...
It's two A's.
Would be the movie for a typo.
That's exactly my thing. I was just like...
So how do you pronounce this Jason?
It's Jason.
It's just Jason, but it's with two A's.
Jason!
Oh my God. Oh my God. That's what we needed in Sharknado.
Oh my God. That's exactly what we needed.
If you had made it on time, you would have heard my thing. This is Independence Day meets Twister.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, just bad. Just with a terrible...
It's a little Deep Blue Sea.
How dare all of you.
A little Deep Blue Sea.
A little Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah, okay, a little Deep Blue Sea, but Independence Day meets Twister with sharks.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Could have used a little more LL Cool J. Just a little bit.
Could have used a little bit more Jeff Goldblum, a little bit more Will Smith.
A better movie aspect.
A better everything.
Hey, look, you either buy it or you don't. All right?
Damn it. Let's finish out this cast. As I was saying, Tara Reid, Cassie Serbo, Jason Simmons.
There you go.
John Hurd and Ian Ziering.
Mr. 90210 himself.
Nice. John Hurd, who played Peter McAllister in the American classic.
Yes, sir. That's him.
The budget for Sharknado is $2 million smackaroos.
Is this $2 million?
Yep. $2 million bucks.
Because of all that award-winning CGI.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Absolutely.
And all that stock footage of sharks.
Right?
Lots of stock footage.
Yes.
Lovely. Yeah, that's where they...
Lovely cutaways there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And it grossed $200,000 during a one-night special theatrical screening thrown on by Regal and Fathom Events.
I swear I saw the trailers for this at the Corona Cinema somewhere.
I've seen this, the trailer for it a bajillion times.
Oh, yeah.
I also, at this point in my life, was like super, super dedicated to the Sci-Fi Channel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it was a social media wonder, as we'll get to.
Okay, all right. The initial release was July 11th, 2013 on the Sci-Fi Channel, and the special theatrical release was August 2nd, 2013. James. Or actually, let me pass this over to you, Fwenster.
I would like you to read that title because there's context to it.
Yes.
There's a flood. There's a storm. Don't worry about it.
That, my friends, is the plot summary from our director, Anthony C. Ferrante, when he was asked, what is this movie about?
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
And that should have been the synopsis from IMDb as well.
Yes.
The tagline for the movie. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I dig it. All right. So, the origins of Sharknado are rumored to go back to a comic creator named Mark Likeness?
Yep.
Likeness. All right. Who put together a syndicated comic known as Cow and Boy.
The very same.
Never heard of that one.
Mm-hmm.
In one of the issues dating back to October 2006, a lovely, lovely year, Cow and Boy are randomly discussing an idea for a movie that came to Boy in a nightmare, which he dubbed Tornado Sharks.
What about October 2006 was so good to you?
Yeah, I was just going to ask you.
2006 is the first year I went to Comic-Con. Okay. So to me, it's a very sentimental year because it was really a really good trip to Comic-Con. Yeah.
October 2006, I made out with my first girl
ever
who had braces.
Correct yourself, Phil.
My first braces-filled mouth. There you go. First time ever making out with somebody who had, like, heavy braces.
Ooh,
it was October 2006.
Like shark jaws, huh?
It was
really okay, first of all, I had braces for 5 years. Shut up.
Talking about a Sharknado, am I right?
I was also in 7th grade.
Yeesh.
In October of 2006.
You call it a Webster shark.
I will.
Wow.
Oh, this is good. The ridiculous premise that a tornado filled with sharks could terrorize the land would eventually make its way to another sci-fi script. So, the term Sharknado started off as a joke and throwaway line between actor...
That's director, but
between
okay.
director Anthony C. Ferrante and the producer for Sci-Fi's Escapist films.
It's almost your name, Anthony.
Thomas Vitale?
No, Vitale. Anthony C.
Vitale? Oh, no.
No, I was talking about the other one.
The line Sharknado was written into another script that was being developed at the network.
Okay. Oh, good lord.
That's all it took.
All
right. The wondrous sci-fi film that contained the Sharknado line was known as Leprechaun's Revenge, a.k.a. Red Clover.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
And the Sharknado writer Thunder Levin confirmed this fact.
Oh, nice.
Now, according to Levin, quote, there's this town in the movie that's, I guess, being besieged by leprechauns. And somebody says, gosh, I hope we don't go the way of that other town. They never recovered after the Sharknado hit.
Oh, wow.
That was really dumb. That was, wow. All right.
Wow.
So, Levin added, quote, one of the execs at Sci-Fi that stuck with them, and they thought, hey, we should make a movie called Sharknado. And thus, cinema was born.
That's what I'm talking about.
Gosh, I hope we don't go to the way of that other town. They never recovered after the Sharknado hit.
That's and then the greatest movie that ever made became what it is.
I like that delivery.
Wow.
That was pretty good. So, Escapist films were a hot commodity at sci-fi and were also known as sci-fi films. They began in the early 2000s and were known to be exactly what their namesake states. You turn your brain off and escape into ridiculous premises. Yeah, you gotta go... Yeah. Comatose level, shut your brain off.
Oh, yeah.
So,
right there. Oh, yeah.
This is later, like, this era, but do y'all remember, well, actually, no, it's actually around the same time. The early 2000s, Animal Planet did the same thing, but were just, like, the final mermaid, or just, like fake, real, like, they're, like, kind
the
of
the mermaid one I watched, and, like, there was parts of it that were so convincing, and then they show the mermaid at the end, I was like, alright.
Well, because, like, I remember watching that, and I was just like, why is no one talking about this?
Yeah.
This is fucking huge!
Yeah. Okay,
and then realize, and then it's just like, oh, I'm a gullible idiot.
Yeah, well, see, because in the beginning, they showed, like, legit big whales or whatever caught, and, like, tools from the mermaid civilization stuck in them.
What?
And it looked real. Like, it looked legit.
Yeah, I forgot about this literally, like, for 15, 20 years until you guys mentioned this right now.
Yeah.
Animal Planet did this series of, like documentaries that, like, were supposed to be real. Like, same thing, like, they did it for, like, Bigfoot.
Yeah.
They would do documentaries about, like, the hunt for Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And then it would, like, completely set it up, like, and then we found a footprint. Could it have been? And then it cuts to the negative. Bigfoot? Like...
Yeah, they were gassing you up and then just blue-balled you at the end. That's just how it was.
That
every
was exactly
time.
How it was. And then at the very end, you just walk away feeling unsatisfied and weird.
I was in it, like, hook, line, and sinker, literally. I was like, dude, this is real.
Like,
I was like, mermaids are real. And then at the end, they showed in the tank. I was like, oh, man.
Ooh, that was dumb. Okay, but next week, what are we figuring out?
Yeah.
Every time.
And you just need, like, an adultier adult to just be like, this is bullshit.
Yeah, this is not real.
This is not real.
This is tabloid shit.
Yeah,
yes.
This is Weekly World News shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I love the tabloid. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And basically turn the tabloid things into these sci-fi premises because quite an output. Some 300 escapist films were produced during Batale's run at the company. Holy shit.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of movies.
Yeah, they were pumping them out a lot.
Oh, ho, ho. So, most of the escapist film ideas at Sci-Fi were put together by the staff at Sci-Fi. Some came from producers and writers pitching to the network, and others were given randomly by friends and family from those working at Sci-Fi. Wow. While it sounds like the idea of this film came out of nowhere, much like the poor souls crushed by sharks, Sharknado didn't quite have the same success as its predecessors at first.
Okay.
All right.
Sharks!
Next?
Fly in the sky!
Who's next?
What's the deal with that?
Nice.
Oh.
Nice.
That's a really good
Jerry Seinfeld right there.
What's the deal with sharks flying in the sky? What's the deal with that?
What's up with that?
What's up with that? What is the deal with sharks flying at the sky?
That's pretty good.
That's actually, wow.
Thank you.
I'm Jerry Seinfeld. Yes.
And thus, gentlemen, Alex Seinfeld.
Yes.
I've been watching a lot of Seinfeld recently, so.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I had to because I was like, I wrote the title and I was like, this is a Jerry Seinfeld line. I was like, I'm going to have her do it.
Yeah, request Alex, please deliver.
Yeah, please do this.
As jokes on you, I can actually do Jerry Seinfeld.
That was good.
That was good. No, that was good. Really, really, I am impressed.
Oh, good. I live to impress you.
Yes. Yes.
Anyway, Sharknado aired on the Sci-Fi Channel on July 11th, 2013. The usual case for these sci-fi escapist movies was to be a one-and-done affair, But Sharknado only brought in a meager 1.37 million viewers.
Womp womp.
Womp womp womp. The usual case for most sci-fi original films, viewership was actually around 1.5 million viewers.
Dude, I bet they'd kill for that now.
Yeah.
Streaming took all those numbers away.
Oh, yeah, back in 2013. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 10 years ago.
10 years ago. Holy shit, that just hit me right now.
Yeah.
That
was 10 years ago. Yeah. 10 years ago, dude. So, despite the lower than normal views, Sharknado became a social media hit on Twitter. Celebrities like Damon Lindelof, Will Wheaton, Olivia Wilde, and Patton Oswalt all threw out their support and jokes about the film. Oswald's tweet stated, quote, "I wonder how many people are adding, quote, and I would chainsaw you out of a shark to their wedding vows." That was so... Yeah. Okay, moving on. This social media extravaganza led to sci-fi having no choice but to release the movie again. This second go-around would prove that people could not get enough of sharks and tornadoes.
Twister and Independence Day, okay. Now I'm seeing it.
Today, please. No. The second Sharknado sci-fi showing took place on July 18th, 2013, 1 week after its initial premiere. The viewership was far better this time around, as Sharknado's second effort pulled in 1.89 million viewers, which was a whopping 38% more viewers. Thanks for whoever did that math.
Yeah.
That is pretty unusual for a rerun. Wow. Yeah.
But wait, there's more.
There's more.
Sci-fi could see the trend of this movie was not going to be stopped, so they would release the movie on the network for a third time. On July 27th, a third viewing of Sharknado happened, this time ranking in 2.1 million viewers. At this point, this nearly failed sci-fi movie became its own monster, literally. The success and social media attention that Sharknado received led to a representative from the National Weather Service jokingly giving advice to viewers about how to deal with the event of a Sharknado, stating, quote, "As with any waterspout or tornado, the best advice is to be in an interior part of the lowest floor of a sturdy building, and not outside, whether sharks are raining down or not."
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little silly, but, you know, they have to have a little fun with it every now and again.
I think it's read the fucking headline.
Yep.
Good job, episode one, man. All right.
Everyone had jumped the shark and used the popularity of the movie to promote their own safety information, including the Red Cross of Oklahoma, which tweeted, quote, "We survived the hashtag Sharknado," and, quote, "We prepared for real situations, though. Download hashtag Red Cross Tornado and first aid apps," unquote.
Wow.
Hashtag Sharknado.
Mm-hmm.
In 2016, Homes.com released a legit page on the disaster prep guides portion of their website that is called, quote, "How to Prepare Your Home for a Sharknado." Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Love it.
Despite the massive popularity of Sharknado, a good movie is only measured by how much money it makes, right?
Oh my god. I just read my tagline.
Get ready for it.
Here we go. here's my tagline.
Okay.
Profit. More like shark fit.
Jesus.
Get it? Shark fit, profit. Get it, Webster? Just say you get it, Webster.
I get it.
Oh, beautiful.
I had to make it as cringy as possible for Phil.
And you picked the right person. Yes, I am the heavyweight champion of cringe. Yes. Let's keep going. Sharknado was certainly a hit on Twitter and sci-fi. But did that translate into money? The moolah? The Benjamins? No, it did not. In fact, the social media viral capabilities of the movie wouldn't lead to great box office gains at the theaters. Granted, it was only released for one night, but that night wasn't as lucrative as the Twitter craze was. Despite the movie only taking 18 days to shoot, it would cost $2 million to make, mostly because of the usage of the green screen and the CGI to showcase the most realistic sharks that I am sure any of us here in this damn table have seen in the history of cinema.
Again, at least since LL Cool J brought them again.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Might I add, that CGI just knocks out. James Cameron, step your game up, dude. Yep. Come on. Avatar, more like flat guitar, dude.
Oh my god.
That one I pulled out of my ass.
So we know.
Put it back.
Gently shove it.
I love that you could write like a cringy line, but feels like, hold on a second.
I'm going to make a cringy
motivation right there.
When Sci-Fi announced the special Fathom Events special release with Regal, theaters in New York, Boston, and Seattle would immediately sell out, and those theaters had to add more showings because of demand. Despite selling out theaters across the nation and being shown in some 200 theaters, the film would bring in a little less than $200,000. It was likely because the movie was only available via a midnight release. Do you guys remember midnight releases?
Yeah. I miss those.
I miss those. So too. Fun. Yes. However, The Asylum, the studio that produced Sharknado, reportedly increased its revenue by $5 million back in 2009 to a staggering $19 million in 2013 when the movie was released.
They went from $5 million to $19
Yeah.
In less than 1 year because of this movie.
Yeah.
Okay, so they got other ways of getting
yeah, that's a, that, that was a bump, sense. Yeah. For a $2 million movie? And sci-fi? And a... And it's called Sharknado? I mean, yeah, that's... But who cares about money? It's not about money. It's about sending a message.
We gotta send a fucking message.
You have a Dark Knight quote also.
I did.
That's pretty good. Let me keep going. Everything burns. Everything burns. All right, here you go. But the star of Sharknado, Ian Ziering... Sounds like a sexual position right there. Hey, wow. Honey, you want to do a Ziering tonight? Wow. Had an odd
like something to get the police call.
Wait. Hold on. I need you to explain what the Ziering entails right now.
Holy
go.
Shit. It's when you use your own jaws to snap anything that's in front of you. Stop. And I mean anything.
Stop right now.
Ziering is a medical code the ambulance gets called into after Phil's death. Like, oh, we got a whole Ziering situation happening right now.
We got a code Ziering coming in through the ER right now. We need all the medical staff in here stat. Mm-hmm. Anyways, Ian Ziering had an odd reason for even accepting a part, which was only to secure health insurance for his family.
Oh, that's so sad.
That's noble.
It's noble, but it's fucking sad.
But according to Ziering, quote, I had to take one for the team. It was early January. As an actor, my health insurance comes from my unions and the Screen Actors Guild. You have to make so much every year within the union to qualify for the top tier of insurance. And having a baby shortly after that, I realized, quote, within a quote, I have to do this. I was really upset, to be quite honest, because the script didn't really read very well.
Shocker!
Dude,
this is the most American.
Damn, film. Dude.
I was going to say, what capitalist hellscape is this? Yes.
Yeah, this is just...
I feel bad.
Don't worry, because it's about sending a message.
It's the kind of capitalist hellscape though, where you have to make shitty movies in order to get good health insurance.
Yeah.
Where they're just like, get back out there.
But it's all right.
Are we shooting Canada? No. Yeah.
It's all right, Ziering. Why, Phil?
Well, despite the movie not making that much money and the stars being somewhat skeptical even being in it, the popularity of Sharknado would birth an additional 5 sequels. That's 5 sequels. 5th. Even our boy Ziering changed his tune and starred in not one, not two, but all 5 of those goddamn sequels.
I was wondering about that. So he did star in all 5.
Every single one of the Sharknado movies.
Way to go, dude. Okay, have like 5 more babies in there.
He may have did it for his health insurance and his family, but he kind of made a lot of money afterwards. Because of it.
Is this the main character?
Yes.
Yeah.
And his name is Finn.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that when you were just like, Finn this. I'm like, shut the fuck up. His name is Finn.
I actually thought that was kind of clever.
That was pretty good. I enjoyed that.
I wish his dumb, like, jarhead buddy, like, made it, but instead his legs got chewed off by a fucking
Australian, the Australian guy?
The Tasmanian.
There you go. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Excuse you.
I forgot. I'm sorry. So, let's continue. Even the long-standing Mystery Science Theater 3000 movie parody group reviewed Sharknado at an event that was thrown by Fathom. Do you guys remember Mystery Science Theater 3000?
Yeah. I still watch it.
It's still going on.
Yeah, it's still going on.
That is, I had no idea it was still going on. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, my twin fucking loves Mystery Science Theater.
I had no idea it was still going on.
They revived it and put it on Netflix, and Patton Oswalt was a really big part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. it's still alive and kicking. It's still great.
That's good.
Pretty good, yeah.
That's good. When Ferrante was interviewed after the event about what it meant for Mystery Science Theater 3000 to roast his movie, he stated, quote, "Being skewered by the Mystery Science 3000 guys was an honor." End quote. Dude, the fucking abbreviations is almost
through. MST3K.
MST3K.
It just rolls right off.
There you go.
That is a gang.
Yes.
That is a gang.
That's a tongue twister. That's a real Zurich, if I say so myself. The social media craze.
We're going to give
a
more Dark Knight quote.
The social media craze for this B movie started a trend that would eventually lead to even crappier horror movies being made. That we may cover just one day. Everyone go vote for More Trash Month, please.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. We've had probably two stinkers with Trash Month, but I've been having a ball.
Yeah. I agree. This has been a lot of fun. Yes. It's been a fun little break for the brain.
Close us out, Phil.
Yes. So, and to close this out, I would like to say, I can't believe I get to be around someone as handsome as James. He also knows more about cinema and Batman than I ever will. What a god among men.
Oh, man.
Fuck, that hurt to read.
Wow. You laid that one up pretty good. That's three extra points right there.
Fucking A. That hurt to read.
I felt that. No, James was just like, this is going to be the last episode I write for a while. I got to make it fucking hurt.
Trust me, man. My soul is crushed. My dignity is destroyed.
Would you say you've been zeerlinged?
I have been zeering. Zeering? Yes, he did his own sexual position on me.
You got me, I had to get you harder. That's all I gotta say. So.
Well, honey, good thing I like to get hard, huh?
No, I don't want to do a zeering with you.
Damn it!
I'm going to take this pencil and stab myself in the eye.
Hey, I'm going to report this whole thing to the MST3K.
Hey, that's another Dark Knight Bureau reference right there.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, wow. Look at you, Webster. Who are you?
I thought she was going to jump in.
What the fuck? Pencil.
Okay, so we ran through that pretty quickly. So for funsies, Letterbox.
Yay!
So, money shmoney. All that matters is what people think. So, let's go to the people and see what they say. It's letterbox time.
Yeah, let's fucking do it.
Take it away, anybody.
I'll do it. Sharknado comes in at 1 out of 7 stars out of 5.
1.7. That's
1.7.
My fault.
Okay.
1 out of 7 stars.
1/7 of a star.
1/7 of a, which is not far from the truth.
7 thumbs up. What the hell is that?
What the hell
is
that?
So, Sharknado comes in at 1.7 stars out of 5 from 203 reviews.
That's it?
That was all that was there.
No fucking way.
Wow.
I could have been wrong on that. That was my first time, really.
On Letterboxd?
Researching. I could have been just in the popular portion, and maybe that's what was going on.
I don't know. Webster will confirm, but Adam Bolt with...
Jamie, can you pull that up?
Can you pull that up, Jamie?
Half a star says, were those real sharks?
Shark with 2.5 stars says, quote, "The best part about this movie was the ad Amazon Prime showed me before the movie started," unquote.
And Emma Glubsky with 5 stars says, quote, "Relatable." End quote.
I don't know what about this movie is relatable to her in any facet, but thank you.
Yeah, and she gave it 5 stars.
I think it was the LA guy that was like, "I make $15K a year with no health insurance."
Yeah, I think and that's then probably what it
she
is.
She was like, "Yeah, okay."
Yeah. I moved out here to be an actor.
What did I do?
Okay.
Tell me
so
what I did.
On Letterboxd, they have there's a fan thing.
Right.
Like you could become a fan of a movie, and there's 203 fans of this movie.
Oh.
In terms of total ratings. There is almost 48,000 ratings.
There you go. Never mind. I was way off. Anyway.
So 48,000 reviews?
Ratings.
Oh, ratings. Yeah. Oh, okay.
But so people rated the hell out of this movie, but he is right. The average rating is 1.7 out of 5.
I would like to point out the fact that only 200 and something people like this movie.
That should be a fan of this movie.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Taylor with 0.5 star says, quote, Jaws walked so Sharknado could fly. Always aim high, baby. So inspiring. All right. End quote. All
right.
Take us away, somebody.
And Brie with 5 stars says, Sci-Fi Citizen Kane.
That's so good.
That's
so
good. Yes.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I love it. That was good. That was good.
That's a good
one. All right.
All right, that's my favorite one.
Yeah. Lead us in discussion, James. This is
thoughts on Sharknado. Fwen.
Boy, this was stupid.
Boy, this was dumb.
Okay, yeah. So, didn't hate it. But, I don't know, maybe it was like, I think, honestly, I can rewatch this. Give it a couple more. There was times, I watched video essays where I was like, oh, right, that was as dumb as I thought it was. And all I thought, like, okay, like, they just...
Yeah,
it knows what it is. It knows how stupid it is.
Of course.
But I wouldn't say it's not as, like, entertaining as, like, a Zombiever or even the Velocipastor. Like, it's not, the fun factor's not there. But it's still, I like the LA-isms.
Yeah.
I appreciate the LA-isms.
All the little LA tidbits, I was just like, oh, people who are, like, from LA are gonna, like, fucking lose it.
Oh, my God.
When they were talking shit on the 405, as someone who takes the 405 every day,
I knew you would.
That's
I
relatable.
Knew you would. I knew
that is
you
super
would.
Relatable. I take the 405 to and from work every day. Well, not every day, but, like, but yeah, dude, the 405 can suck my balls.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I relate to
this
the hate.
This is the most LA circle jerk I've ever
yes.
watched.
No, it's such a garbage. I can tell the people who made the movie, they're like, oh, yeah, they just live in the fucking, they live in, you know, the West Side, and they make all this shit, whatever.
Yep.
I did like the, like, you live in Beverly Hills, why are you driving to Santa Monica to go to my freaking trashy
my bar?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was a bunch of that shit where I was like, okay,
yeah.
I know... why I find that appealing, but I can't imagine how somebody in like Oklahoma or something would be like, oh yeah, totally relatable. But
yeah.
It's kind of weird.
To be fair, I would enjoy to get someone's insights on this movie who isn't from the area.
Yeah.
Because I know you picked up on it. I know I picked up on it. But I would like to see someone who like has no context for what LA is.
Yeah.
And be like, that doesn't make sense. Who gives a shit? Like, you know, like.
Like, they're very outwardly saying, like, the meta jokes.
Right.
Which I was like, okay. But when it came to the shark stuff, pretty fun.
Yeah.
Pretty fun.
Yeah.
Despite it taking, like, having some sharks and then waiting, like, 40 minutes and then, like, oh, now a bunch of more sharks.
Yeah, exactly.
Where did they get all those sharks from? I've never seen that many sharks in one place.
Yeah.
Have you?
Not even SeaWorld.
No, like...
Straight from the Pacific, baby.
I don't think that's accurate. I'm gonna come right out and say it. I don't think this movie is... You know what? I'm gonna go right into that... Like, all the science in this movie, the whole time I was like, this isn't accurate, which obviously is a dumb thing to get mad about.
It's a fool's errand.
It's a fool's errand.
Additionally, we're pretty much, like, I think in the past, dangerous have been endangered and killed more of the shark population anyway, so
yeah.
We can't fathom it now, but maybe in 2013 the numbers were a little higher. Yeah.
The fucking shark hunters in the beginning, like, I was like, what is going on here? This is really weird.
Yeah. I was like, it has a dastardly villain, it's got sharks, it's got a tornado.
All about that,
dude. Yeah.
What happened? Wait.
He gets wrecked.
It didn't matter. It was just like the.
What was the point of all that?
Just to
have him be the first person to die by a shark.
I totally forgot all about that.
You know, his function in the movie was to make you feel for the sharks.
Yeah.
It was just like shark's revenge. Fin me now, bitch.
There you go. Give me a Zeering.
So, yeah.
Phil, thoughts. Go.
I liked it. Better than Thanksgiving, but. Yeah, I think I enjoyed Velocipastor and Zombievers a little bit more.
Oh,
if man. If I were to rank my Trash Month movies, I think Velocipastor, Zombievers,
wow,
and then Sharknado, and then Thanksgiving. I'm not saying I hated Sharknado. I was just like, fuck, dude, this movie was an hour and a half.
Yeah.
But I was like, it was 20 minutes. I was like, dude, wrap it up.
Okay, same exact thought. I was like 20 minutes too
yeah.
long.
Yes,
man.
Yes.
There was that, like, soggy-ass middle where I checked out for,
Yeah, when there was, like, drama happening between characters, I don't care about the
when
characters.
When they were rescuing the kids in the bus, in the under the bridge... It was like, this scene is taking way too long.
Okay, you just reminded me about something. So it's so obvious that these kids are adults when they're being lifted. Oh, yeah. Like, I was just that's an adult.
I do love that, though.
I appreciate that was a real, like, they really shot that in the L.A. Bridge. They really, that was like, I was like, I appreciate that. That even though there were hella stunt doubles that were playing kids.
A lot of lot of it was shot on location in L.A. Yeah. That you could totally tell.
And I do have an appreciation for that, but it gave me a little chuckle when they were just like, we're going to get you out of here. And they're like all like yelling at like these people, like their kids. Yeah. And it's totally like a full grown adult.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite is when they're in the hardware store getting weapons and the daddy issue part happens. I was like, this is not the time.
Yeah. Oh my god. Well, also that daughter like couldn't emote.
Oh yeah.
Like she would like try to say something emotional and she would be like, you were just never there for me, dad. Like,
I was really hoping she would die.
The whole family fucking lived. It was awful.
Dude. They killed off Peter McAllister, but the whole family.
Look. George died for a dog, so he gets all the points.
It's true. And the man wielded a stool as a weapon.
I was going to say that.
Oh, yeah,
he hit a multiple hundred pound shark with a stool, and wrecked that
thing. Oh, I love how they have like this elephant gun bullets too in a pistol. That And it just stops the sharks and they just fall down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The science doesn't make sense. Discuss the fact that Nova fucking was like lusting after the dad, but by the end of it, she's like with the son.
Oh yeah, I thought that was weird. I was like, wait, what's going on? Now you're trying to get the
May I remind you all? There's a flood. There's a storm. Don't worry about it.
I'm worried about the sexual tension that's going on because here's the thing: if Nova, otherwise known as Jenny Lynn?
It was Jenny Lynn.
Gets with fucking this kid, and then it's gonna be like, oh yeah, I met you because I was lusting after your father. Yeah. Like, it's so weird.
Or you know what? Just take it to the next level. Do both of them. At the same time.
Give him a Zering.
That's the Zering.
That's when you call the ambulance afterwards.
A Zering is when you hook up with the father and son when you're completely covered in blood.
Oh, there you go. It's sharp blood.
Yes.
A Zering. Actually, it came from like the old like Viking days.
That makes a lot of sense. I said this off air, but also I kept track. It took 37 minutes to make a period joke in this movie. We got 37 minutes. I paused the movie and looked at the timestamp. I'm like, 37 minutes. I'm actually impressed.
Wow.
I thought it was going to be way sooner.
What was the joke?
It was, there was like a lot of blood in the water. It was at the house and it was like, it must be her time of the month. And I was just like, it was Jesus something basic like that. Fucking Christ. Oh man.
Yeah, Peter McAllister was like the prototypical barfly drunk, creepy, kind of charming guy.
Yeah. He was so creepy.
Yeah, but it was great. And then I was like, man, I hate this guy. And then he like saved the dog, and I was like, man, I love this guy.
And then he died saving the dog.
And he was redeemed.
He didn't give a fuck about anybody else.
The funny thing is like, I like going to that bar because my stool's always there. I have my stool, and then he literally took his stool and used it as a weapon.
And then he was like drunk, falling asleep in the car, and I was like, where's George? And they opened the car. Oh, there's George.
We're talking about this seems like a better group watch.
Yeah.
It seems like a much better group watch. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's most of the Trash Month movies. Yeah, you have to watching them like getting a little loaded is like gonna be fun. Like this movie is ridiculous.
I would love to watch this again with people.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree.
I was telling Phil I saw it like way long ago because I was like I saw the social media and everything. I was like, all right, I gotta see this.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I forgot that Finn cuts the shark open, and she's still whole. Nova's whole, and then he saves her.
Oh!
How did he know that was the shark that ate her?
Right.
Oh my god! Who knows? That totally did happen.
I could see the gears turning in your head. Yeah. Just be like,
That was the okay. So first of all, I did not watch this. Did not even get the graces to grace my television. I watched this on my computer at work today.
I watched it on my phone.
I watched it while stressing out over an edit.
you watched it today. Did we all watch this today?
I watched it today. I watched it this morning and I was like,
we are so fresh off this shit. Okay, wow.
It's fresh in our minds right now.
I watched this like during my lunch break today at work. Like, I was just like, this is awful.
Yeah.
I also did it while I was clearing shit off of this computer because I've yet to get a hard drive for it.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, are you managing your computer storage? You know, like...
Like what?
You know, like a normal adult?
What do you mean, like a normal adult? This computer is 10 years old, Phil, and I'm managing not just this podcast, but a whole other podcast.
I'm just glad to see you're managing things. Good.
Well,
good. It's like, I love how you're getting your shit together on the memory front.
Despite all these non-believers.
At least I have my computer. At least I have my computer, Phil.
That's true.
Yeah, well, at least I have plenty of storage in mine.
That's not here.
You did this to him. You did this. More Dark Knight, okay? We're good. This is a Dark Knight day.
Well, despite all these non-believers, I think Sharknado is a great movie just because it's so stupid and fun.
Okay, but cool. my cohesive thoughts is... I liked this more than Velocipaster.
Me too. Yeah.
So, but they're pretty even, but like this is like a touch above Velocipaster. Velocipaster has like an unfinished feel to it that like
yes.
I feel like this has a blockbuster, like a comedic blockbuster.
Also, this one had a way bigger budget than Velocipaster though. Velocipaster didn't even have $1 million.
Hey, I hear you.
This one had $2 million.
But that's why they at least had sharks that look like sharks and not a dinosaur that looked like a humpback.
Correct.
I think they just retrofitted a camel costume.
Yeah, basically.
At least like,
what do we got in the,
yeah,
what do we got in the closet?
Quasimodo the dinosaur.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
He's like, I'm going to kill you all, and then I'm going to go save Esmeralda.
He starts singing.
Hellfire.
Very cool.
Wow. Okay.
What's that sound? That's right. It's time for the final Trash Month Horrible People's Game. Let's go.
Love it.
In the same spirit as everybody else has been doing this, I have created a game that's kind of an amalgamation of everyone's games.
Cool.
But
I'm ready to win.
It's very simple. It's very simple.
He looked at me when he said that.
Because
that's funny.
Alex has sadly not won.
Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck.
I'm giving you more of a chance to win.
Oh,
I'm not saying you're going to win.
That's okay.
So, the game...
There's tears in my eyes.
He's like, hold up. You have a chance.
I made it easier. You dumb bitch.
That's not what I meant.
No, I know.
Don't zeroing this up. Okay. So, the title of this game is called Giant Aquatic Assholes and the Natural Disasters That Love Them.
Oh, yay! Wow.
It is a straightforward multiple choice trivia game. You will be given 10 seconds to answer.
Okay.
At any time during this game, any one of your competitors can burn each other using a reference of either a giant aquatic monster or a natural disaster. You will get one bonus point.
Ooh-hoo.
For example, I could say, Phil, you may be as loud as Godzilla, but you suck just as much as the 1998 movie did.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
first of all, that's a really good example. And second of all, fuck you.
So, at any point, at any time, you guys can use a reference of any giant monster or a natural disaster to burn your opponents.
All right.
If you do a good job, I will be the judge and I will award you a bonus point.
The giant monster, does it have to be a sea-like creature or any giant monster?
We're going to go with giant aquatic monsters because that's the theme. Right.
Okay.
But kaiju are, I mean, Godzilla, this is a water monster.
Okay.
All right. So, I don't know if you want to do sticky notes, but I brought paper for everybody. Please get some pens.
Ooh. I got a pen.
Cool.
Phil, could you get me a claw?
Yes, I got you.
let's do all that. Take that.
All right.
I'm going to have you write your answers down one by one.
Us.
And then I will be tallying the points over here.
Webster.
I'm good.
I'm gonna get some more water real quick. And we're gonna kick this game off.
Okay. So, are you guys ready to lose or nah?
Or fuck you.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I don't know how the results are gonna be. But I do know that the Black Knights will emerge victorious once again.
I did save the best part for last.
Uh-huh.
I will tally all the points at the end. There will be a first place, a second place, and a third place, obviously. And every one of you will get prizes. However.
He's looking at me again.
I'm looking because you're over here. However, You will want to get first place because you will get your first pick of the prizes.
Oh, ho, ho. He has prizes.
And there is one final Jeopardy question.
Okay.
Where you can bet as many points of your total as you want.
Ooh. Oh.
So there is a chance to double your points, to knock somebody out of second, to knock somebody out of first.
Beautiful.
Okay.
I love it.
All right. This is the Mario Party shit going on right here.
The stakes have just risen.
Number one. They're going to be easy in the beginning, but they will get very hard. You will write your answers down. Nice. You will write your answers down. You will let me know, and then I will tally the points. Okay. Here we go. 1975 saw the world terrorized by a giant great white shark in the movie Jaws, which birthed one of the most famous lines in cinema history. Finish this famous quote. You're gonna need blank, blank, blank. A, a bigger boat. B, a bigger gun. C, a bigger fish. Or D, a bigger boner.
All right, that's mine right there. Kay. That's my answer.
Okay. Okay. Congratulations, you all got a point.
Hey, all right.
Okay, here we go. The correct answer, listeners, is a bigger boat.
Boner!
If you thought it was a bigger boner, you were stupid. Okay, number two.
Or you just listen to your friends too much on the middle school playground.
There you go.
A whole different Jaws movie.
Yeah.
That's the, what's the guy's name?
What?
The guy that we've been making fun of this whole time.
Ziering? That's a Ziering?
That's the Ziering movie.
That is
that's
the Ziering.
Jaws 3D had Bubba Ray and D. Von Dudley perform an actual 3D on a shark.
Hell yeah. Number two. A giant alligator threatens Bill Pullman and a lake community in 1999's Lake Placid. Where is Lake Placid located? A. Minnesota. B. Michigan. C. New York. Or D. Wyoming. You all missed.
Fuck!
The correct answer is New York.
Ah, are you serious?
So yes. Close. I thought my heart
New
was like
York?
Wyoming, and then he went through all the things. I'm like, ah, Wyoming. And
I knew throwing in the more rural places was going to throw you guys off.
That's why I wrote Wyoming.
Yeah, no, it's definitely New York.
Jesus.
Okay, here we go. 2004's The Day After Tomorrow saw Jake Gyllenhaal take on climate change in a freezing New York landscape. What Golden Globes nominated actor played his father? A. Dennis Quaid. B. Dennis Hopper. C. Dennis Leary. Or D. Dennis the Menace. Okay. Wow. Two of you get points.
Ooh.
And Fwen was not one of them.
Not me.
What'd you write?
Dennis Hopper?
Dennis Hopper?
It's
Dennis Quaid.
It's Dennis
Quaid. I did
Dennis.
Not remember at all.
Wow.
That fucking movie.
I really thought you were going to get that one. The correct answer is Dennis Quaid, people.
Yeah. I had that shit on DVD. There's this scene where like ICE is chasing them down a library. It's fucking dumb as shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait.
I remember that.
See, because I remember getting that. The DVD, watching it once, seeing that scene, and being like, I'm not going to put this in the DVD player again ever.
There's like, yeah.
That was a Roland Emmerich movie who gave us Independence Day.
It was hot off the tail.
Yep.
I'm expecting at least most of you to get this one, but let's see. Number four. The fantastic Bill Paxton, RIP, starred in 1996 Twister, which saw a team of meteorologists and one flying cow attempt to track down some of the most powerful tornadoes the world has ever seen. Mm-hmm. What was the name of the machine they used to track these swirling winds of death? A. Debbie. B. Dorothy. C. Denise. Or D. Danica. All right, everybody gets a point.
Yay.
The correct answer is Dorothy.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Twister, tornado.
The extreme. It's the extreme.
Dorothy, you took her, you damn thief.
You took her.
You know, it was my idea. Unrealized idea.
Unrealized.
I recently watched that movie on VHS with my parents.
God, I watched that movie at least twice a year. It's so
I'm
funny.
Very glad that you guys all got that, because I was like, I swear to God, if they don't get this right.
I like how you said they start easy and get progressively harder, but we all missed the Lake Placid one.
Yeah, I know. I kind of mixed them up a little bit in the beginning because I was kind of trying to order them in a way that, but yeah, anyway. So,
Webster, looks like we're head to head right now.
I will, halfway through, I will tell you who's in the lead.
Okay.
But here we go. And again, remember, you can get bonus points. So,
okay.
Number five. In 1999, The world was once again tormented by a shark that just couldn't stop eating people in Deep Blue Sea. The cast included LL Cool J, who portrayed the boat's chef, and also a winged companion with him that was also inhaled by this giant shark. What kind of bird did LL Cool J have in the movie? Was it A, a parrot? Was it B, a parakeet? C, cockatoo? Or D, an eagle? Starting the timer.
This is question number five?
This is question number five. You are all wrong.
Damn it!
Which one was it?
Everybody wrote cockatoo. The correct answer is a parrot.
It was a parrot. Oh, I was so close. Dude. I was like, wait, hold on, because
I've never seen this movie, so I fucking guessed.
I haven't seen this movie since teenage.
You have a 1 in 4 chance, and that's why I was like, I'm making a multiple choice because I was like, damn. I know most of these movies you guys like. We all haven't seen.
Yeah. Oh no. Damn, I was so close to putting parrot too.
That was my second choice.
I feel like a fucking cockatoo right now, dude.
You are a cockatoo.
Looks like when you're lost in the deep blue sea.
Ah,
look at you.
I don't know about that one, dude.
I had to try because no one's done it yet. Fucking throw some.
You know what? You're gonna get a bonus point because you were the first one to do it.
Yeah.
What the
fuck, you guys?
She did it. Okay.
Damn.
Number six, Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson starred in 2015's San Andreas, which showed the world erupting into chaos when a massive earthquake destroys the states brought on by the San Andreas fault shifting. The Rock takes on the role of a fire department rescue pilot, Ray Gaines. What city's fire department did Gaines work for? Was it A, Los Angeles? Was it B, San Francisco? Was it C, New York? Or D, Chicago? The timer starts right now. Phil and Fwend get a point.
Yeah.
The correct answer is Los Angeles.
Yes.
Wow, and I've seen the movie.
San Andreas?
Yeah.
No, I know, but for some reason I thought it was a trick question, but c'est la
vie. I actually did throw a little trick element because I was like, they're both in California. I was like, I'm going to put San Francisco in there to kind of throw it off.
I know your tricks, Dewey.
Okay. Well, let's see if you really know them. No. Again, this should be an easy one. So, I hope everybody here gets it.
Fwan and I are sharing a pencil, by the way.
Oh.
A fucking pencil.
A fucking... Is this... word?
Oh, give me.
Oh. Okay. Number seven. 2013's Pacific Rim saw the world release giant mech suits controlled by pilots tasked with taking on fierce giant monsters known as kaiju. What beloved and famous director helmed this monster versus the machine flick? Was it A, Guillermo del Toro? Was it B, Robert Rodriguez, C, Michael Bay, or D, Quentin Tarantino?
If any of you get this wrong, I'm going to fucking fight you.
All right.
Yeah, we all got it,
right?
And okay, for a second, I thought you said release giant Mexicans into the game.
That too.
Yeah.
Release the giant Mexican.
Okay. Here's a good one.
It's Guillermo del Toro, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Correct answer is Guillermo del Toro. And if you didn't know that, you all fail listening.
You
GDT.
Okay.
GDT.
If you've listened to the podcast at all, you know he's like
my
favorite.
Yeah. I knew you would know it. And I'm like, these guys better know it.
He should know.
Number eight.
Here we go.
Adam McKay's 2021 disaster movie, Don't Look Up, showed the world the chaos that social media can cause when the threat of a real-life meteor is set to destroy the world and the voices that choose to remain silent. The movie features an expansive cast that includes Leonardo DiCaprio and Meryl Streep. How many Academy Award-winning actors are in this movie?
What the?
Okay. Oh!
Is it A, 5? Is it B, 4? Is it C, 3? Or is it D, 7? Timer starts right now.
How much time do we got?
You have 10 seconds to answer.
Can you hear the answers one more time? Can I hear the answer?
Can you hear the answer?
Please give me the answer.
Do you want the full question or just...
No, just the numbers.
Okay. A, is it 5? B, 4? C, 3? Or D, 7?
I don't fucking know.
What is that?
Can't
is
read.
That a B?
Yes.
That is a B. Alex and Phil get a point.
Oh! Oh
yeah. 7, really?
Seven.
Okay. We are basically at the halfway point of our game.
All right.
Alex has 6 points. All right. Phil has 6 points.
Oh!
Flan has 4 points.
Flinster!
Hey. Fuck you guys.
As I predicted, Alex is doing a hell of a lot better this time around.
I needed the handicap.
I mean, multiple choice. I was like, these are like kind of obscure.
To be fair, a lot of these, I didn't even need the multiple choice. I knew the answers.
Okay.
Seems to me like you didn't need to look up.
Take a point away. Please take a point away.
Don't take a point away.
That was bad. You don't have to take a point away, but that was pretty bad.
That was...
I will say that Anthony is cracking much like the San Andreas Fault, though.
Okay, I'm going to give that a point. Really? I'm going to give that a point.
Really?
I don't know about that one. That was cracking?
Thank you.
Cracking.
God.
I'm going to give that a point. Sorry.
Judges. This is amateur hour.
Judges. Yeah, that's a point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fucking give me something better then, guys. Jeez.
There you go.
Oh, my
Number
God.
9. 1997 saw the release of Anaconda, which featured a massive anaconda snake that hunted many people, including Jennifer Lopez and Ice Cube. I put Ice-T for some reason. Anyway. It was one of the Ices.
Good catch.
Yeah. This movie spawned many sequels, surprisingly. How many Anaconda movies are there in total? A, 3, B, 4, C, 6, or D, 8? And Alex gets a point.
What?
The correct answer is 4.
There's four
Anaconda movies.
I put 3.
I put 3 also.
Yep.
Fuck. Looks like we're both floundering right now.
That's not a giant monster.
It's a self-drag.
I'm about to choke you.
That's a film with me, though.
I'm about to choke you with my anaconda, dude. Damn.
That's a little aggressive. I don't know about that one.
That was pretty aggressive. I don't even think that was a pun, to be honest. I think that was
I'm going to give that a point.
Yeah. You know, thank you.
You're trying to take me out with this swamp thing.
Okay.
You know what? Because you tried, finally, I'm going to give you a point.
Try twice in a row, get 1 point.
Okay. Alex... 8 points. Fwen, 5 points.
Yay.
Phil, 7 points.
All right. Okay.
Alex is in the lead. Question number 10.
10.
Bong Joon-ho, famous for movies like Parasite and Snowpiercer, also had his hand in the giant aquatic asshole Monster Space. What is the name of his sea monster movie? Is it A, The Host? Is it B, The Squid? Is it C, The Okja? Or is it D, The Beast? Everybody gets a point.
I must say, The Host is an incredible film.
I love it. I love that fucking movie.
I've never seen it, actually.
I remember I saw it in high school.
It's so good.
It's so fucking good, man. I saw that movie before I even knew who Bong Joon-ho was. That was fucking great.
It's getting spicy.
Did we ever do Parasite?
We did not.
Okay.
Is it really horror?
I mean, it's a thriller, but I don't know. No, I would consider it more
if
so...
If we're covering Sharknado...
That's a horror movie. Anyway.
To be fair, we added a Parasite already to our arsenal anyways. So.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Wait, who's the Parasite? Say the name.
Phil.
I think that's
Phil's
the
Parasite.
You're going to get a point.
I'm the dirtiest one, baby.
Even though it took you forever, you get a point. Okay.
Yeah, even he's a parasite. He's inside us all the time.
Just oh my god!
I actually had another angle there, but I forgot once you guys reacted.
Listeners, I think Phil gave his earring to Fwen. Okay,
that's good.
And number
the back of my head, I'm like, no, he is not.
That bonus point puts Fwen at 7, trailing behind both of you guys by 1 point.
Oh,
what?
It's getting spicy.
Oh shit!
It's getting spicy. Excuse me, sorry. Alex is in the lead with 9. You have 8. Fwen at 7.
Okay. All right.
7, 8, 9.
Okay.
Number 11. 1998 gave the world one of the most famous natural disaster movies ever created, a pure cinematic masterpiece called Armageddon.
Yes.
In Armageddon, oil drillers must pilot 2 shuttles to the giant asteroid in space in order to blow up said asteroid and save the planet. What are the names of these shuttles? A, Freedom and Liberty. B, Freedom and Independence. C, Liberty and America. D, Freedom and USA.
This one's actually pretty hard.
This is a good question.
And you're all wrong.
Wait, can I change my answer?
Wait a minute. It's Freedom and Independence.
You're right.
Oh my god, dude. Hold on, dude. I was like, Bro! I was like, hang on, dude! Like, you fucking asshole!
No, I was like, freedom and independence!
You fucking asshole! I was like, wait a minute,
you gotta get the blood flowing, people!
You dick!
Wait, bro, I was about to toss this table over here!
It was me?
It was me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I knew. I did. My memory. My instinct was like.
So we all got
a. Everybody got a point.
Oh, okay.
I was just messing.
I was like, oh fuck.
And you're like, you're all wrong. You're fucking wrong.
I was like, you're fucking wrong, dude.
You can't handle it.
You're out of your element.
You're out of your element. Okay.
That was nice.
That was pretty good. That. He knows how to fuck with us. That's a good host right
that
there.
That was good. That was good.
And you're wrong. What?
That fucked us up right there.
Ah, see, there we go. Number.
How many questions are there?
There are 15 questions total.
Okay.
And. The final Jeopardy question.
Oh, shit, right.
Okay.
Number 12. 2008 saw the release of the found footage monster hit, Cloverfield. Cloverfield showcased a massive monster that terrorized the city and was essentially nuked to hell. In the final scene of the movie, dead lovers, Rob and Beth, still alive, are shown on a date when a mysterious craft falls from the sky into the ocean. What famous location were the lovebirds at when the monster crashed into the water? Is it A, Coney Island? Is it B, Mallory Square? Is it C, the Statue of Liberty? Or is it D, Ocean City Boardwalk? Phil and Frank get a point.
Yeah.
I second guessed myself. I know the right answer.
Coney Island, baby.
Coney Island.
Wanted to throw everybody off.
I remember. I did not notice that scene when I first watched it. Yeah. I didn't notice that until like I got it on DVD, and I was like, because somebody on the internet was like, dude, if you watch closely in the Coney Island scene, you can see the monster landing in the. I was like, what? And then when I discovered it, I slow motioned it. I was like, holy fuck, it's right there! I thought it was so cool. Mm.
I remember seeing it on the internet, but also like
I think we saw it together, mm-hmm. and then after the fact, Alex was like, "Dude, you got to look at." Like, I was like, "Oh, damn! I didn't even notice that." Mm-hmm. So number 13,
directed by Matt Reeves, which gave us the Batman.
The Batman. All right, number 13, in 1998's Godzilla, which starred Matthew Broderick and sucked. Broderick takes on the role of Dr. Nico Nick. Tetopolis is a scientist who studies point to a giant lizard that is rampaging the world. Though he is skeptical about this lizard being called a dinosaur. What kind of scientist was Broderick's character? Is it A, a nuclear scientist? Is it B, a paleontologist? Is it C, an archaeologist? Or is it D, a herpetologist?
Can we get those multiple choice again?
Yeah, yes, you can.
Please.
What kind of scientist was Matthew Broderick's character in Godzilla? Was it A, a nuclear scientist, B, a paleontologist, C, an archaeologist, or D, a herpetologist?
I've never seen this movie, so...
I've never
seen... No! Just...
You are all wrong.
Fuck, dude!
For sure,
he's a nuclear scientist.
No!
Fuck, dude. I know they called him the worm guy.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, what's the technical term?
I knew that one was going to screw you guys up because it's very obviously a nuclear scientist because he's studying the effects of
nuclear energy. Yes, of course. No, but I was thinking, like, maybe the worms, because, like, why would they get a worm guy? But then I was like, maybe the worm technical term is D, whatever D was.
That's the study of reptiles.
Of reptiles?
Oh, yeah. Reptiles is herpetologist.
Fuck, dude. Damn it! But watch it. It's hot trash. But it's fun.
It's probably would have fit Trash Month pretty good.
Yeah, it would fit Trash Month.
It would have.
Honestly, dude, I watched it like 4 or 5 years ago. The effects still kind of hold up.
Like, oh, it's still a Roland Emmerich.
Especially the New York City stuff. Yeah.
In 2020
and it's Roland Emmerich, that's right.
Is when we did Shin Godzilla.
Yes.
And I remember talking about it briefly, and you were like, it's garbage, never watch it. And I took that to heart.
You know what, though?
I think
after this month, it could be garbage year.
Dude, you watch Thanksgiving.
It could be garbage year.
Yeah.
There's nothing that's worse than Thanksgiving.
Yes.
It's true.
The bar is now below sea level. So.
Yep.
No.
It's gotten insults.
It's an insult of this fucking movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna take away a point for you trashing Chuck Dale. Okay, number 14.
Okay.
Only two questions left.
Ooh.
Alex,
yeah.
10 points. Phil, 10 points.
Ooh.
Gwen, 9 points.
Oh.
He clawed his way back up. Number 14. In 2012, Seeking a Friend for the End of the World starred Steve Carell and Keira Knightley as two strangers who happen upon one another and fall in love right when the world is about to get hit by a giant asteroid. During the movie, the pair end up at an orgy taking place at a chain restaurant. What was that chain? Mm. Is it A, TGI Fridays, B, Bennigan's, C, Fuddruckers, or D, Frenzies? And Phil gets a point.
Shit, which one was it?
Frenzies.
Oh, that was so close, goddammit.
Phil, you're as slimy as one of those fucking anacondas.
Well, Webster, what can I say, man? You're no frenzy of mine.
Wow. You're not going to hold for that. Okay.
Do I get a point?
Nope.
No.
That's a www.nope.com.
No. Oh, my God.
Final multiple choice question. Here we go.
Shit.
Number 15. 1997 saw the release of arguably...
No, I was just...
Oh. 1997 saw the release of arguably the biggest natural disaster movie ever made, Titanic.
Ah!
Though my heart will go on, Titanic will not. Tell me, how many times has Titanic been released in theaters?
Oh, shit!
Is it A, 3 times? Is it B, 4 times? Is it C, 5 times? Or is it D, 2 times? You have 10 seconds.
Shit. Can I get those numbers one more time?
Yes, you can. A, 3 times in the theaters. B, 4 times in the theaters. C, 5 times in the theaters. Or D, 2 times in the theaters. And Webster gets a point.
Wow.
It is 4 times.
4 times?
The 4 times just happened. It was just re-released in theaters for its 25th anniversary.
Oh, that makes sense.
Just released, like literally like a week ago.
Okay, damn. See, because I only remember the second time it, the box office, it was number one grossing movie of all time, and it lost it.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh no, we need to release it again to get that number one.
Are we still tying?
We're at a fucking tie.
Are we still tied again?
With the final multiple choice question.
Of course the Beaver Bros fucking tied.
Alex.
Of course.
With 11 points. Phil with 11 points. And Fwen with 9 points. But here is where it gets interesting. This is our final Jeopardy question. You may bet as many points as you have.
Okay. And I said I have 11.
You can bet all 11 if you want.
No, you said I have 11.
You have 11. Okay. Phil, you have 11. Webster, you have 11. Fwen, you have 9. You can bet as many as you want. Remember, first place, you get your first choice of these mysterious prizes.
Okay.
Okay.
Final Jeopardy. Here we go.
Is this a multiple choice question?
No, it is not.
Okay.
Ooh. Phew.
Hold on. Is this true Jeopardy where we have to bet before getting the...
I would like to know what you're betting before, and okay. I'm going to write it down. So please take a moment to let me know what you are betting point-wise. Mind you don't know what this question is. And it's not multiple choice.
Do we have to be secret about it?
Oh, Fwen is going all in, baby. Now that you know that, you can strategize. Fwen could take first place.
I'm passing a note all secretive and shit.
Oh, man. All in for Webster.
You know what?
I like how we all just threw it away at the end.
If everybody's going all in, then God damn it, I'm going all in.
Dang,
as well.
Really? Phil is going all in.
If we all get this wrong.
Oh, wow. What happens if we get this wrong?
So, if Flynn gets this right, he will take first place.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys get it wrong. If you all get it wrong... I will pull a random question for you two for first place.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Oh, fuck.
You all just read the script for Sharknado. How many TV releases did Sharknado have? I will give you 15 seconds.
Don't need it.
Done. No!
God damn it, dude.
What happened?
Okay, here we go.
Nobody got it right.
I will tally the points and I will give me a moment.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. Shit.
Give me a moment.
All right.
Give me a moment.
Master James is pretty good. Oh, all right. He's just teasing us along.
Yo, my palms are legit kind of sweaty right now.
Arms are weak. There's vomit under his
mom's
litter.
Spaghetti.
Okay. Here are the final numbers of Giant Aquatic Assholes and the Natural Disasters That Love Him. In first place, with a whopping 22 points, Alex Webster.
Oh!
Suck it!
Damn!
In second place, stealing it away from Phil with 18 points is Fwen.
I fucking knew it.
Attention!
And with zero points, because he bet all of them, is Phil Acevedo.
Oh, I fucking knew it! I was like, fuck, I wrote two.
Oh, fuck, Phil.
What was the answer? Three.
I knew it was going to get somebody. I was like, someone's not going to pay attention as much as they should have.
Because I was like, dude, I know I got re-released again on TV.
To be fair, I feel like I did have a touch of an unfair advantage because that wasn't the section that I read.
That's totally fine.
To be fair,
but we were all here.
No, I was going to say, that means you guys should be paying attention when I was thinking.
Oh, my
okay.
God. I was
zero.
Now, the moment of truth. The mystery prizes. What do you all came here for? Alex, you have a choice.
Oh, shit. He actually brought shit.
Oh, what do we got?
This is the month, dude.
Mystery between day. The unofficial, official Sharknado plushie.
Oh!
Shit!
Look at that!
That's a pretty good one.
The
cute little guy, cute little sharky.
Very Christmassy, very awesome. Yoda Christmas hat.
Oh, wow! Okay.
We got sweater parties coming up. That could be it. 2023, baby.
A sealed, but very used copy of Goodfellas.
Oh!
On DVD.
That's a DVD copy. That's two sides. Dang. A and B. Sides A and B.
Webster, you've never seen Goodfellas, huh?
It's true.
Whoever gets that, I would like you to open it because it's been away for a while and I don't know if it's damaged. Oh. If it's damaged, you will get a replacement price. So, Alex, what do you choose?
I want the shark plushie.
Shark plushie goes to her. Fwen, what are you taking?
You know what? This is going next year for Christmas party. I'm
there you go.
I'll take Goodfellas.
You get Goodfellas.
I think we all got what we were supposed to
on DVD.
Absolutely.
Actually, I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if he was going to get that or he was
going to
get
that. I know. I would have gone
with that. I actually already own that one, so I'm good.
I would have gone with all.
By the way, that size is very small, so I don't know if it's going to fit you or not.
He has a tiny head. Well, he has a pretty big head.
I have a very giant head, and it didn't.
No, there's no.
Oh, it fits, yeah.
Oh, wow.
There you go. Take a picture for the for the podcast.
There you go. Look at that.
Get me.
Beautiful.
Get me.
Dude, that's awesome, dude.
Go ahead and open that, please.
Yes.
I bought that from Mad Platter years ago.
Mad Platter in Riverside?
Yes. Oh, and wow. Then I bought it, and then as soon as I got it, somebody gifted me the Blu-ray of Goodfellas, and I was like, well, that's why it's not open. I was like, I don't need this anymore.
I'm pretty sure it's in here.
But it's in there, but I don't know if it's damaged or not.
I'm pretty sure it's all right. I mean, it's, you know. Look at
that. There you go.
It was dude, that was one of my first DVDs that I bought for myself.
Now you have a copy of Goodfellas on DVD.
Come here, you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for playing Giant Aquatic Assholes and the Natural Disasters that Love Them.
I forgot we were recording. Let's continue.
Oh, nice. My God. Okay. That was fun.
Well, now that Alex Webster has finally won.
Finally
won. She has bested Phil and Fwen in a game of wits. She is the winner.
Yeah.
You suck.
Yeah, I'll give her that. Yeah, she has.
If there's anything I do know, it is my disaster movies, to be fair.
And also, pro tip, kids, don't go all in on Final Jeopardy.
If you don't pay attention.
Yeah.
Or go all in and steal second, I'm just saying.
Yeah. So, I can't believe that happened. It
was like,
zero
I'm third.
Points.
There's no way around this.
Was,
if I lose, I'm still
dude,
third.
And I was like, trying to make sure that like I was actually really trying to win this one.
You
too.
Just scrolled up.
And
you
then I was like,
up.
And I was like, you know what, dude? I know like we're aiming for Webster to win, but damn it, I still kind of want to win.
This wasn't a gimme at all.
Yeah,
I know it wasn't. I went deep to find some really good
and
questions.
No, there were some great.
And way to mislead on some of the multiple choice. Honestly, the one that was the Armageddon one, I was like, oh fuck you.
Yeah, I did that just to mess with everybody.
And
to throw everybody.
I was like, wait a minute, dude, you're fucking wrong.
I had to rely on feeling.
Yeah.
I was like, I know this is the one, but then my feelings betrayed me.
By the way, I totally did not expect you to miss the last question. I thought Fwen was going to miss it.
The Final Jeopardy attention. One? Dude, I was like, I know it got re-released multiple times, but I just don't know how many.
To be fair, the Titanic one fucked me.
I'm like, gonna read a series of text messages sent between me, Flynn, James, and Phil. Script is done and game is finished. You can win this time, Alex, I promise. Ha ha. Insert gif of Stone Cold Steve Austin walking down right now. Me on the way to make sure she doesn't win. Ha 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 ha.
Yes.
I read your cards, Phil. They say you suck.
Yes. I was determined in making sure that she was not going to win. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be an asshole. I'm going to be the heel of this whole thing. But I was like, you know what? Fuck. I got bested with 0 points at the end.
This is like the WrestleMania 14, your HBK. Yeah. Yeah. It really is. Oh, no. You go for the sweet chin, she's like grabbing it, just spinning you around.
James is Mike Tyson.
James is Mike Tyson. Yes. Doing
that's
the fast
exactly
count.
What's
going on.
Yeah. The super fast count, the 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just Vince McMahon, just like, oh, fucking God, camera.
But now I have a shark plushie, so.
There you go.
This hat,
I got a copy of Goodfellas, so.
You got the first release DVD.
Who really did lose, though?
Nobody. Everybody's a winner. So. We did all that. We wrapped up the game. Let's rate this sucker. Fwen.
Whew.
Rate this movie out of 5 shark spinning twisters.
Ruin the mood, man.
Go ahead. Bring it down. Yeah. Ruin the vibes.
I'm gonna give it 2.3 chainsaw fucking sharks.
Dude, right. That was so bad.
2.3, okay.
He chainsaws himself out, and then you think, okay, cool, we made it to the end of the movie. And then all of a sudden, here comes the girl.
Mm-hmm.
What? How'd she get in there?
But you know what? I'll give it a 0.3 because my niece's name is Nova, so I'm like, okay, I will bump it up a slight bit for that. But it's a 2-star movie. It's 2. It's not great. But, I don't know. Makes me want to watch the other ones a little bit, too. But with a more inebriated environment, I would say.
I kind of want to see the sequels just to see, like, because I felt like the movie in some way took itself really seriously in this one to the point where, like, you don't need to take yourself that seriously.
Yeah,
that's what it was. It took itself
maybe
more
the
seriously
sequels,
than some of the other
maybe
ones.
Maybe the sequels were like, all right, everybody knows what kind of movies these are, so now let's go all in.
Would anybody care to know the titles of the sequels?
Yes.
I know the second one is literally called The Second One.
Sharknado 2. The second one.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Sharknado 3. Oh, hell no.
That was what I just said.
Sharknado. The Fourth Awakens.
What? The Fourth Awakens?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, dude.
What?
As I get my Yoda hat.
I know. He's like, he's hiding in the Yoda hat. He's
Sharknado 5.
The King
oh, there's
game.
What? There's more?
There's 6 total. Sharknado 5. Global Swarming.
Wow.
And the last Sharknado, It's About Time.
Oh my God.
Wait, It's About Time. That's the one I was reading about this. They're doing Noah's Ark in that one, right? It's a time travel one?
Yes.
What?
No way.
Noah's Ark is going to be referencing
way.
That one. So there you go.
Oh, hell no.
There you go.
Oh, hell no.
There's 3 spinoffs.
What?
But wait.
Lava Lantula.
There's more.
Lava Lantula?
Wow.
Okay.
Sharknado, Heart of Sharkness. And 2 Lava, 2 Lantula.
Wow.
That last one.
Too Fast, Too Furious.
By the way, people, if you want to hear more Trash Month, we can cover those.
No.
Oh, my God.
February 2024. Let's just do it. 2024. Let's just go.
No.
We're doing it.
No.
Oh my God!
Can't rate the movie.
The Simpsons.
I'm gonna give this a solid 3.
All right.
I think.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think because, like, I feel like these all get different ratings for different reasons, but also at the end of I'm trying to think of what I gave Zombievers and what I gave Velocipaster. I shouldn't have given it above a 3. Velocipaster. If I did, that was a mistake.
the retcon. I like it.
Yeah, I gotta retcon it. But yeah, I'm gonna give this a solid 3. It was fun. It's don't take it too seriously at all. But it was
please
fun.
Don't.
Absolutely very rewatchable though.
I'm gonna go with 2. only because it's like it is what it is. These are all B movies that we're all talking about, but
very much so.
I'm still waiting for the day when society gets a close encounter with a 5-star B movie, and this was just not it. But
Deep Blue Sea.
I think
Deep Blue Sea.
You know what? It might be Deep Blue Sea. I'm not sure. That movie definitely needs a, you know, it's calling for a rewatch. But man, this one is this one was just kind of hard to get through. There were some scenes where I'm like, all right, this scene is taking too long. But there were some pretty cool moments about it. I can't lie about it. There was some fun. The chainsaw stuff was ridiculous, but it was admirable. And I liked it. There's some cool things about it. But at the end of the day, it is beyond ridiculous. It's not really my cup of tea, but that's coming from the guy who loves Halloween 5. So what exactly am I saying here?
Exactly. You dirty Thorn trilogy lover.
I will give this a very serious 4 out of 5 saved dollars.
Wow. 4 out of 5?
In all seriousness, I'm not giving it a 4. I'm just saying that because the dog lived. Okay. Unlike Zombievers. No, this is going to get a 3.5 out of 5.
3.5, I assumed. Okay.
3.5 out of 5 because it's ridiculously stupid, but it's entertainingly ridiculously stupid. So why not? 3.5.
I can see that.
I'm with it.
There you go.
I can see all every rating I respect.
Yeah. Yeah,
it honestly
yeah.
makes sense. It really comes where you're coming from at this point.
Exactly.
For saving the dog, it should get a 5 out of 5. I'm just saying.
That's true.
I don't think so.
Zombievers killed the dog.
Guys, we made it through Trash Month.
We made it through Trash Month.
Holy crap, we did.
Trash Month is over.
Trash Month is over. James, you've been asking for this for a year?
A long time.
A long-ass time. How do you feel now that your wish has finally been granted?
You know, I would have liked to do a little bit more research and thought about what movies I could. But...
That was good.
What I did like is I hadn't seen anything but Sharknado, so I wasn't really prepared, and that made me happy because you all had to suffer with me.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm like, holy shit, these were just the worst picks ever. Velocipastor and Things Killing 3 really made me want to hurt myself.
They definitely pushed the line a little.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that enjoyed Velocipastor?
Oh, I like no, yeah.
Out of all of them?
I'm the opposite. How you feel about this one is how I feel about Velocipastor.
Like,
it genuinely made me mad that I was watching it.
Out of Trash Month, I enjoyed Velocipastor the most.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Okay, so to me, like, nothing in this movie was good as the Vietnam flashback in Velocipastor.
Yeah.
Which is why I was like, I can't reasonably pick
it. Okay, so why don't we just rate Trash Month picks then.
Yeah.
Phil did it.
Yeah, he did it.
Do it again.
Velocipastor number 1.
Okay.
Zombievers number 2. Sharknado number 3. And Thanks Fucking Killing number 4.
I think we can all agree Thanks Killing number 4.
Yeah. Yes.
How about you, Webster?
I'm gonna say Sharknado number 1.
Ooh.
Velocipastors 2, Zombievers 3, Thanksgiving 4.
Ooh, okay. Zombievers 1 by a mile.
Nice!
By a long-ass mile.
All right.
It was just, I don't know. Yeah. I'm not going to argue it.
When the hunter guy entered the door and saw the dead lady right there, and he goes,
okay.
That won me over right
there's
there.
There's some love
that
there.
That won me over
right there. That was one of the best lines.
That got me right
they
there.
They all have a lot of heart, but Zombievers had the heart and budget compromise there that kind of worked. You know what? Sharknado and Velocipastor almost tied, but I would say Velocipastor specifically for the Vietnam flashback. Then Sharknado number 3 and Thanksgiving in Hell.
Yeah.
That shit sucked.
But
it was a fun episode.
When Thanksgiving came around, I was like, fuck, is this how Trash Month is gonna be the whole time?
I did say that I was like, the last one's at least gonna be more entertaining than that.
It was significantly more. What were you saying, Webster?
What were you saying?
Oh, for Thanksgiving, or not Thanksgiving, Jesus Christ, for Zombievers and Velocipastor, not Zombievers, they're all the same!
They're the same movie.
It's like, no, they're all blending names. Anyway, so for Sharknado and Velocipastor, I feel like they were poorly produced. And had trashy elements about them. I don't know how else to say that more eloquently right now.
Yeah.
Versus Zombievers, I think was too polished, if that makes sense. And then, of course, Thanksgiving 3 was Thanksgiving 3. It sucked, and it was just it was just all bad. There was nothing redeeming about it.
Yeah.
So that's why those were in my top two. I think Zombievers was too good. Like, for it to be Trash Month, I don't know.
It could have been outside of Trash Month a little bit.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah. That's why my top two for this were just, like, they had to have been a Trash Month pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have to agree with when Zombievers wins by a huge
gigantic
amount.
Gigantic margin.
That was actually very... I really genuinely loved Zombievers.
Oh, I want all the bros to be fucking turnt and we all watch it again. Like,
so,
I think that's...
Zombievers number one Zombievers. All day. Yeah. Number two, Sharknado. Number three, Velocipaster. And number four, I don't even want to talk about it ever again.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving 3.
Which is a shame because Thanksgiving Killing 1, great.
If
like,
it would
honestly not bad.
If Phil had not, or if none of us had seen it and we watched that one, I think Thanksgiving would have been at the top for me.
Yeah.
Because it's such a stupid movie, but it's also like, it's like Zombievers.
Yeah.
It's very aware of itself, obviously, but it's also still entertaining. Thanksgiving 3 is just, I don't know what the hell was going on with that.
Dude, like seven writers. Yeah, that's what happened.
That was ridiculous,
you
man.
You get a part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll use your idea.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We ready to end this?
We are.
We ready to end Trash Month?
That is Trash Month.
It's been a hell of a month.
It has been a hell of a month, but better things are on the horizon.
Oh,
but
that's
before
right.
we do, thank you, James, for guesting this whole month.
Good first episode, dude. He wrote his first episode this month.
Good job. Also, incredible game.
Thank you.
Yes.
Super fun game.
Thank you.
But that concludes both Sharknado and Trash Month. Mm-hmm. Next month.
Ooh.
You know what it is.
Every year.
We're right back here again. Another year, Anthony is with us on the Mortal Coil.
So it's just as bad as Trash Month. Noted.
Yeah, you already know your assignments. So.
March is Anthony's birthday mandate. All of March, we are doing some very odd picks.
Oh, yeah.
From Flynn. So stay tuned for that. I hope you will stick around for that.
Can I tease him a little bit? Yeah.
I don't like the way you looked at me when you said that. But yes.
I saw that.
Week one, we're going to be doing a different kind of episode than we've probably ever done before. So, and we're covering two movies.
Oh.
So that's going to be interesting. And you guys got
to
watch them both by
really
next week.
Bad
yeah.
But I'm going to tell you guys right now, live on the podcast, you guys got to pick one.
Really?
Yeah. You got to pick one that you think is better. And I want to see your feedback because I'll give you more details
I'm
as the week progresses.
I'm getting homework, and I don't.
Oh, you're both gonna get homework.
How about as soon as we turn off these microphones, you can tell us.
Yeah, and you guys gotta pick one though. I want you to watch both and tell me which one you like more, and I will assign you your task.
Okay.
I don't like getting homework.
Yeah. I think I kind of like this.
You're totally getting homework.
Yeah, I think I like this.
The way he says that, also, he's like, "Am I attracted to this?"
Yeah.
Is this turning me on?
I have a weird boner.
Week two is a very, very, it's a creative, it's a Joe Dante movie.
Uh-huh.
So, and then Phil's covering that one, so
okay.
That's going to be interesting.
Okay, nice.
He's not surprised, like it's the first time he's hearing
it. I know, he already knows
this
time.
I love it.
Week three is, we're going back to the good old wrestling. So that's going to be an interesting one, but it's going to be much darker than what we covered before.
Oh,
so,
yes.
Dark
so,
wrestling.
Yes. Week four... I actually forgot what it was.
What I'm doing.
It's the one Webster's doing. It's actually an 80s classic. So it is the most horror fundamental one possible. And week five, James is coming back for this one.
Nice.
Yay.
You like the Thanksgiving 3 game? We're going to do that times 10.
Ooh,
it's gonna
oh,
be
my God.
Even more insane, even more vicious. And I'm emceeing that bitch, but I'm going to have a co-host this time. So we'll see how it goes. New guest, new everything. So week five.
Oh.
Prepare for that shit.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for all of that. And in the meantime, make sure you're subscribed on pretty much any podcasting platform that you are currently listening on. And you can get updates on when new episodes release. All of that, those wonderful shenanigans that Anthony just teased us about.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can stay up to date on all of our podcasting shenanigans On Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We are on Facebook and Twitter at Horror People Pod, and we are on Instagram at Horrible People's Podcast. That is HORRORBLE People's Podcast. You can find Anthony on Twitter and Instagram at Hyrulean Hustler.
That's me.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Ghost Coffee Shop. You can find Phil on Instagram and YouTube at Phil Acevedo. That's Phil with two L's, Acevedo.
Twice the L's.
Yeah, because you lost today?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly why.
Very always good. Handing out L's, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Man. And then, James, anything you'd like to plug? Anything?
You can find me at my new handle, Trash Month Savant. No, I'm just kidding. I get tagged and stuff on the Horrible People's Pod and the Turning Tables podcast that I'm a part of as well.
That I'm about to talk about.
That we're about to talk about. but yeah, so if you want to find me, find me. If you don't want to find me, whatever. Fuck off.
No, that's very apt. And then stay up to date with all of the Horrible People's Network podcasts. We also have a D&D actual play podcast called Turning Tables that is DM'd by myself, and I'm also a player, and James is a player on that as well.
I am.
And then coming soon, we have a music and beer podcast called Hops and Notes, so stay tuned for that. By the time this comes out... it will already be public information, but Turning Tables, our very first episode is coming out March 2nd, guys.
Yay.
So stay tuned for that.
Nice.
March. I did not even know that, so I'm excited too.
March 2nd, we decided March would be a good time to just kind of start out. So Thursdays is going to be our release days. So Thursdays in March, be on the lookout for Turning Tables. We have some cool shit coming up. So thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And like the meteorologist said, get inside, stay low to the ground, and always be on the lookout for sharks and sharknadoes.
Yes.
And also, if you want more Trash Month, please comment. Because I can give you more Trash Month.
He can't.
Get
he
in
really
those
can't.
Comments.
He really can't.
I can give you way more Trash Month.
There's a lot of garbage.
Trash Month!
Long live Trash Month. Bye!
Later.